So if the software is compared to the mind, where does the intelligence come into the picture? See, the word mind is sometimes used as a shorthand to refer to the entire subtle body. Words often have different meanings in different contexts. So the same word can mean different things. So I was in America, I was giving a college program. After that, one devotee came and told me, "You killed it." What did I kill? He said, "Actually, you killed it is a way of appreciating. You did very well." It's like somebody goes on hunting and they kill some. Kill the bird. "You killed it." I was shocked. What did I kill? So now the word kill, killed it has a very different meaning in America than what it does in India. So similarly, the mind, the word is basically a multivalent. But sometimes the mind can be used to refer to one particular item within the subtle body, that is the mind, intelligence and false ego. Or sometimes the mind can refer to the entire subtle body. Basically, it is an intermediate realm between body and soul. So now, within the subtle body, there is the mind and there is the intelligence. So we could say something like, I have a software in my computer and I also have an antivirus software. So the antivirus software, the security software that I have on my computer, that's like the intelligence. But sometimes some softwares are so dangerous, some malwares, some viruses are so cunning that they just bypass the security software. So like that, with the overall, our subtle body has an intelligence which is meant to guard us. But just like the security software needs to be regularly updated. Otherwise, there will be some malware, some virus, something which will bypass it. So like that, our intelligence needs to be regularly rejuvenated by scriptural study. Without that, overall, our subtle body, which we refer to by the name shorthand as mind, it will work mostly against us. That means the word mind can refer to this one element, mind, within the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. Or the word mind can refer to all three together. Now for all practical purposes, our subtle body tends to be impulsive. Although the intelligence is there, it's not always that we act according to the intelligence. It's quite often that we act according to the impulses. So, for functional purposes, we can say the subtle body largely is pulled and pushed by the mind. The intelligence is there, but it doesn't so regularly function. So that's why the mind, when I'm using it as a shorthand to refer to everything that is present at the software level. So it can be functional software, it can be security software, it can be harmful software. All that is referred to, the subtle level of reality is referred to by the mind. Yeah.